Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Our lesson is called Popcorn Time. Well, popcorn is a very popular snack around the world. Yes, it's a popular snack. Popular popcorn. Many people love to eat popcorn. Well, hey, Carolyn, do you enjoy eating popcorn?
Well, I do like eating popcorn, especially when I'm watching a movie. It's become a very popular movie snack, especially in the United States. What's your favorite kind of popcorn, Gabe? There are so many different flavors.
You're right about that. There are, well, there's butter-flavored popcorn. There's salty popcorn. Sometimes I like to have garlic on my popcorn, garlic-flavored popcorn. But you know what? My favorite kind is salty popcorn. I eat that almost every time I watch a movie. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I don't like things that are too salty, and I don't really like putting butter on my popcorn.
Okay.
I do enjoy a sweet kind of popcorn, though, called kettle corn.
Hmm?
And it's delicious. It's a little sweet, a little salty, but no butter.
That's right. Kettle corn, the sweet kind of popcorn. Well, what's your favorite kind of popcorn? Think about that. Right now, it's time for us to learn a lesson about festivals that have to do with popcorn in the United States. Let's get started.
Popcorn time. Fall is the season for popcorn-centered activities and festivals. If popcorn tops your list of favorite snacks, then you're in luck, because September and October have lots of popcorn festivals to enjoy. Valparaiso, Indiana. Today, the Valparaiso Popcorn Festival celebrates its 35th year by kicking off the festivities with their Popcorn Panic 5-mile run. Games, handicraft booths, and more provide lots of family fun. The highlight of this festival is its popcorn parade, featuring floats decorated with painted kernels and popped corn. Marion, Ohio. Marion, Ohio's Popcorn Festival, which occurs the first weekend after Labor Day, is the largest popcorn festival in the world and typically draws over 250,000 people.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Do you like popcorn? If so, in today's fun article, we'll learn all about some of the world's favorite events celebrating this yummy snack. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Handicraft. Handicraft is a noun. My sister sold quite a few of her handicraft items at the weekend festival. Kernel. Kernel is a noun. Mike bit down on some kernels of popcorn and broke his tooth. Labor Day. Labor Day is a noun. Our city has a big Labor Day celebration with food, music, and fireworks. Hybrid. Hybrid is a noun. The hybrid tea rose is the world's most popular rose. Your more information word is native son. Native son is a noun. Sounds like some great information. Let's jump right into our article.
All right, let's go back to the beginning of our lesson here. We see a sentence just underneath our title. It says, fall is the season for popcorn-centered activities and festivals. All right, so if you enjoy popcorn and these kinds of activities, fall is the perfect time. It is the season for these things.
It sure is in the United States. And right here we see, if popcorn tops your list of favorite snacks, then you're in luck, because September and October have lots of popcorn festivals to enjoy. So, you are in luck. You have something going on that you want to enjoy. It is a wonderful time, September and October, for popcorn festivals.
That's right. And I like this phrase, you're in luck. Okay, if you're looking for something and someone has it, they might tell you, you're in luck. We have just what you are looking for. And of course, if you want to improve your English, you're in luck. You can do that right here at Studio Classroom. Join us every day. Of course, at the beginning of this sentence, if popcorn tops your list. So something can top your list. This is a common phrase. We wouldn't say something bottoms our list. We would just say something is at the top of our list.
That's right. And if it's at the top of your list, then it is something that you either really want to do or here's something that you really enjoy. So if you like popcorn and it tops your list or is at the top of your list, then you're in luck because September and October have lots of festivals. And the first one we're looking at today takes place in Valparaiso, Indiana, which is in the United States. Today, the Valparaiso Popcorn Festival celebrates its 35th year by kicking off the festivities with their Popcorn Panic 5-mile run. Well, this sounds like a very interesting festival.
Well, it's a 5-mile run. It's called the Popcorn Panic 5-mile run. If you're panicking, that means you're kind of nervous about something. Maybe you're running away from something. You're scared about what will happen. I don't think they're trying to encourage people to be scared, but popcorn panic. They both start with P, and, well, when you're panicking, sometimes you are running. This is a 5-mile run. Is this something that you would enjoy?
Well, it is 5 miles, and it has popcorn, so I'm sure it's a lot of fun. There are other things going on, though. Games, handicraft booths, and more provide lots of family fun. And right there we see a word from our word bank, handicraft. Now, a handicraft is something that you craft or make by hand.
That's right.
What kind of things might be handicrafts?
Well, I think of accessories like necklaces or bracelets, anklets, these kinds of things. Lots of things can be made by hand. Actually, there's a nice place in Taipei called the Handicraft Mart, and it's about 4 or 5 floors, just full of things that are made. Some of them are made by hand. Some of them are handicrafts.
Well, you can buy lots of different handicrafts here. Maybe you can find some handmade baskets, paintings, or even a necklace made out of popcorn or other handicrafts made from this food. Well, the highlight of this festival is its popcorn parade featuring floats decorated with painted kernels and popcorn. Now, this is pretty interesting. Usually when I think of a parade with floats, they're covered in flowers, not kernels of popcorn.
That's right. So this is very unique. Of course, if you're going to a popcorn festival, the float should be decorated with popcorn. Well, we see another word here from our word bank. It is kernel. And a kernel is the smallest part of corn, or the corn before it is popped. You might eat corn that's cooked, but before it was kernels of corn.
That's right. So before the corn is popped, it is not popcorn yet. It is just a kernel. You also might have a kernel of wheat or a walnut kernel. It's that small center piece of something, some kind of grain or nut. Well, right now, it is time for us to enjoy a video of this festival. Let's do that now.
Hi, this is Valparaiso Mayor John Costas. The 33rd Annual Festival is a tribute to a community steeped in tradition. Each year, the festival is an opportunity for friends and neighbors to reunite for a day filled with food, fun, and entertainment in beautiful downtown Valparaiso. This year's theme speaks to the pride we have in our community and the individuals, organizations, and businesses that make us pop. The morning starts off with a bang as individuals prepare for the Popcorn Panic 5-mile run and 5K walk, followed by the Little Kernel Puff race for our mini participants. Following the race, Families begin to gather for the nation's first and only popcorn parade. Children and adults cheer from the sidelines as they watch marching bands, youth organizations, and amazing floats made almost entirely of popcorn. Music lovers have an abundance of options and a wide variety of music featured on the two unique stages. The front porch music stage features the talents of budding musicians with a variety of musical talents. The main stage boasts an afternoon of multiple professional acts at the newly constructed Porter Health Amphitheater in downtown Central Park Plaza. This year's main stage culminates with the sounds of the nationally recognized band Cracker, who played for a packed park of excited fans. Hungry visitors will find a wide array of food options, from classic festival food to gourmet treats prepared by local restaurants. Unique products, handmade items, and fabulous gifts are abundant among the arts and crafts vendors present at the festival. We're thrilled to showcase our community to the more than 50,000 festival goers who descend on our downtown Valparaiso each September. The Popcorn Festival itself continues to grow and evolve from year to year, and we're proud to be one of the many things that make Valparaiso pop.
It was a cool video of the Valparaiso Popcorn Festival 2011. Of course, every year is just as exciting. Okay, let's move on now to Ohio, Marion, Ohio. Marion, Ohio's Popcorn Festival, which occurs the first weekend after Labor Day, is the largest popcorn festival in the world and typically draws over 250,000 people. Wow. That is a lot of people for this popcorn festival.
Well, it is the largest, and right there we have another word from our word bank, Labor Day. Now, this is a holiday in the United States. It is the first Monday of September, and it celebrates people who work. Mm-hmm. It's a national holiday, so a lot of places close, and workers can have the day off.
It's true. It's kind of like International Workers' Day, which we talked about in May, on May 1st, but the United States has chosen to keep it on September, or in September, on the first Monday in September. And most schools actually start school the day after Labor Day. So if you're in the United States, you would start school on a Tuesday. Right now it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 handicraft 这个名词。Handicraft 是指手工艺或者是手工艺品。例如 the people in this town are excellent at preserving their traditional handicraft techniques. 这个城镇的人成功地保留他们传统手工艺的技术。或者是 these aboriginal handicrafts are both creative and delicate. 这些原住民的手工艺品既有创意又非常精致。继续我们看的是 kernel 这个名词。kernel 是指谷类去壳之后的籽或者是粒，或者是坚果里面的果仁。例如Tina loves to use kernels of nuts in her salads. Tina 喜欢在她的沙拉中使用坚果的果仁。Kernel 也指事物的核心或要点。例如 ,the kernel of the conflict between the couple is a lack of communication. 这对夫妻冲突的核心是缺乏沟通。
It's popcorn time! We are talking all about a lesson on popcorn festivals in the United States. So far, we've mentioned two. The first one in Valparaiso, Indiana. And they have popcorn-covered floats covered in kernels of popcorn as well as popped corn that has been painted. The second one we talked about was in Marion, Ohio, and it is the largest popcorn festival.Well, we have a little bit more to talk about this festival. Let's get started with the next part of our article.
Popcorn time! Festival goers can watch the annual parade with over 300 floats and performers, enjoy free entertainment on four different stages, or choose from over 250 food and game exhibits. Clay County, Indiana. The Popcorn Festival of Clay County honors its native son, Orville Redenbacher, with an annual popcorn festival held in October. Redenbacher became famous for developing a corn hybrid considered superior to other varieties of its time. Festival events include the Orville Redenbacher Look-Alike Contest, judged by Redenbacher's family members, tours of the Redenbacher Family Memory Lane Museum, and popcorn eating contests. If October ends and you still haven't gotten your fill of popcorn activities, you'll be happy to know that National Popcorn Day explodes on the scene January 19th.
Well, let's continue talking about Marion, Ohio's Popcorn Festival. We read here that festival goers can watch the annual parade with over 300 floats and performers. Enjoy free entertainment on four different stages or choose from over 250 food and game exhibits. It sounds like there's a lot to do there.
Well, it is the largest one in the world, so there is a lot to enjoy at this festival in Ohio. Now, we do have another one going back to the state of Indiana. This one, however, is in Clay County, Indiana. Now, the Popcorn Festival of Clay County honors its native son, Orville Redenbacher, with an annual popcorn festival held in October. Now, you may recognize this name, Orville Redenbacher, because there is a very famous and popular kind of popcorn named after him.
It's true, and he is the native son. That means he is from this place. Okay, so Redenbacher became famous for developing a corn hybrid considered superior to other varieties of its time. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is hybrid. A hybrid is a mixture of two things. It's not pure. It's two or more things combined to make something new.
That's right. And many foods today are hybrids of two or more different kinds of foods. I just had a very interesting fruit called a yangmei this past year, and it seemed to be a new hybrid of a couple different kinds of fruit, a plum and something else. I'm not quite sure.
That sounds interesting. I should try a yangmei. I also know that some animals are hybrids. They have a zebra and a horse together. It's called a zebroid. Of course, when they put a lion and a tiger together, it's called a liger. Some of these animals actually exist. Well, we're continuing to learn about this popcorn hybrid. And let's continue here. Festival events include the Orville Redenbacher Look-Alike Contest, judged by Redenbacher's family members, tours of the Redenbacher Family Memory Lane Museum, and popcorn eating contests.
Wow, there are a lot of events themed around this man, Orville Redenbacher, and his great contribution to popcorn. Now, if October ends and you still haven't gotten your fill of popcorn activities, you'll be happy to know that National Popcorn Day explodes on the scene January 19th. So, if you don't have enough popcorn this fall, you can wait, and on January 19th, you can celebrate Popcorn Day.
That's right. You'll be happy to know. This reminds me of the phrase we talked about at the beginning of this lesson. You're in luck. All right. You'll be happy to know about something. Well, it's time for us to end this part of the lesson, but you'll be happy to know that Liz and Steve and Ken are all waiting for us. And of course, Michelle is as well. Let's go learn from what they have to share.
Friends, thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We see this in today's article. If October ends and you still haven't gotten your fill of popcorn activities. Today, our grammar tip focus is on the phrase to get one's fill of something. It means to get enough of what someone needs. So in today's sentence, the writer is talking about what to do if you aren't satisfied with the various popcorn activities. Let's have a look at some example sentences. After being in the art museum all day, Molly has gotten her fill of paintings and wants to go home. Or, before her 12-hour flight was even over, Amy felt she has gotten her fill of movies. So, give this phrase a try. Think of something that you or someone else has gotten enough of and practice using this phrase. And that's all the time we have for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hi, friends. Did you catch the metaphor in the last sentence of our lesson today? National Popcorn Day explodes on the scene January 19th.
Okay, what's a metaphor, you ask? It's a literary device in which an implied comparison is made between two unlike things that actually have something important in common.
So what are we comparing? National Popcorn Day and popcorn. The comparison is established with the verb explode. Normally, we might say someone comes or arrives on the scene. But in the lesson, our writer picked the word explode, thus setting up a nice little metaphor.
Right. We know that explode is what popcorn does when you heat up the corn kernels. But Ken, there are other options besides explode, like pop.
Pop, right. That's what you do when you want some popcorn. You pop it in the microwave.
And the popcorn explodes. So either way, a metaphor is established to give the writing a bit of flavor.
Just like popcorn after you add some salt to it.
我们今天来看 metaphor 隐喻。其实 metaphor 简单的讲就是把两样东西拿来做比较。今天的课文讲到国定爆米花日 National Popcorn Day explodes on the scene January 19th. 照理说我们一般会用 come on the scene 或 arrive on the scene 这些惯用的片语。但是在这里作者却用了 explode, 爆炸这个不寻常的动词。为的呢就是要构成一个 metaphor, 因为当你将生的玉米粒加热 explode 就是它的下场。作者呢也因此创造出一个很生动的 metaphor。除了 explode, 另一个可以用的字是 pop, 因为我们要做 popcorn 时就是将它放进微波炉去 pop, 爆开。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
OK, 接下来我们看的是 Native Son 这个名词。Native 是指本地的或本国的，所以 Native Son 是指土生土长的人，通常都是指男性。例如 ,As a native son of Seattle, the famous quarterback always praises his hometown during interviews. 身为土生土长的西雅图人，这位知名的四分卫总是在被访问的时候赞美自己的家乡。最后我们看的是 hybrid 这个名词。Hybrid 是指混种或者是混合物。例如 ,this particular tomato is a juicy hybrid. 这种特殊的番茄是一种多汁的混种。Hybrid 也可以当形容词意思是指混合的。例如 ,a hybrid vehicle 是指使用混合燃料的汽车。例如 ,this hybrid vehicle uses both petrol and electricity. 这台混合动力车使用汽油也用电。And now let's return to our teachers.
Well, I've enjoyed learning about popcorn festivals in the United States, and my friend Tom gave me this delicious popcorn. Hey, Carolyn, would you like some?
Oh, sure, Gabe, thanks. Oh, but this popcorn has butter on it.
Yeah, and salt.
Oh, but I don't really like salty, buttery popcorn. I like sweet popcorn, kettle corn.
Yes, I remember. Well, you know what, Carolyn? That means I'm in luck, because there's more popcorn for me. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then!